Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. You know. Okay, we had a little technical difficulty. I'm talking two or three times. You don't want to hear me talk two or three times. But, you know, be ready always to jump and get things done the excellent way. But you know what? Let me tell you something. Whenever you're doing something that is going to help somebody else, you know the devil is going to try his best to disconnect us off the phone, to let the dashboard don't act right. Something's going to go on. But you know what? You have to keep and be encouraged. You have to, like I always say, what? Don't stop, get it. But you know, this is Good Deeds, and this, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I'm your host. And, you know, the whole goal and purpose of this show is to promote and showcase other people. We want their message to be shared to the world, because your experience that you're going through, be it in relationships, be it your business, be it the music that you're singing, all of it has a message. And it will actually help somebody else, because guess what? They're going through something similar, and you may help that person that they may not. Let's just be real. They may not hurt themselves. They may not hurt somebody else. They may smile. That might even push them into their destiny. And that's why we are here, to help everybody. We help our brothers and sisters. That's my whole thing. I always say, but, you know, we have an awesome, we have a mother and daughter team. Now, you guys know me, that I love my mom. I love my dad, too. But, you know, it's amazing when you actually can go on the road or have a publication that piggybacks, if you will, off each other, and it's a daughter and a mother's team. That just takes it to a whole nother level, in my opinion. That's my opinion, okay? But, you know, the things we have to have, you know, I always talk about business. I always talk about your personal life, because if your personal life is on point, as the kids say, guess what? Your business life will follow suit. Now, if it's not doing so hot now, you know we're going to have some concerns in the business life. It always spills over. You know, I'm a real type A person, and then that goes from my job to my house, because I have all the hangers in the same place, okay? So my family, I run them crazy. But anyway, I'm just letting you know, whatever you do on a personal level, guess what? That stems over. And we have an awesome, awesome duo team today, a mother and daughter. I mean, Tori Lynn is the daughter, and Jerry Lynn, I can tell by her voice that she's going to put it down for us, okay? We're actually going to be talking about, I mean, if you've been through a divorce or any hardship, now a lot of people, I haven't been married before, but I've been around several people that's been in a difficult marriage, several people that has been in a divorce, and they think bad. It takes a while to kind of get, especially women, get our self-esteem back. But you know, you, all of us, including myself, have been through a bad, kind of not so good relationship, okay? And then it takes us a while to kind of bounce back. You know, your feelings hurt, your self-esteem, you know, the whole shebang. Now, men go through this as well, but you know, I'll be honest, you know, women, we're very emotional, and we show it a little bit more than men. But in all seriousness, we need to get the information from these two young ladies to see what we need to do, you know, after divorce. And, of course, Mom, Lord Jesus, got a book, you know, about our attitude, you know, the black woman's attitude and the men who want to love us. I mean, we just, you know, I already have my pencil and paper ready, and I know you guys do as well. We're not going to delay. We're going to actually bring them on so we can just get down to this information. Miss Jerry, Miss Tori, are you there?
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
Thank you for having us.
You guys, I think they say unison and everything. That's what I'm talking about, okay, you guys? We are at your feet waiting to hear the awesome information about your, you know, about your testimony, about things that can help us in our life. But let's just start off. Tell us just a little bit about your journey, more about your journey and about the things that's going on in your lives.
Ma, you can go first.
Okay. Okay, again, I'm Jerry Lynn. I'm an author, speaker, and a playwright. I am so excited that I'm getting ready to bring the play, The Black Woman's Attitude and the Men Who Want to Love Us. I'm getting ready to bring that to theaters now because it's all this is based on a true story. What happened is as a motivational speaker, I would go out and speak to women's groups. And some of the things I noticed that they would say is stuff like, you know, ain't no good men out here. Why come I can't find no good man? Well, as I'm listening to them, a lot of it seemed like, you know, a bad attitude. Now, I'm not talking about something that I'm talking about what I know, me been there, done that, and I know how it holds you back. So I decided to put it in a form where we can show it to the woman and let us see ourselves. But even more importantly, after I start talking with the ladies, we always have a Q&A. One thing I found out, I started hearing some deep issues. I found that what people portray as an attitude or what the society call an attitude is really just a lot of hurt and pain, a lot of unresolved issues that we haven't, as black women, dealt with. You know, we have a lot on our plate. We have a lot that we carry on our shoulders. And some of it is just issues. And you know what? Not all the issues come from men. Now, I mean, you know, we got a good amount to do, though. But not all the issues come from men. Some of it came from, as I listen to these ladies, some of it came from the hurt and pain from them growing up in their childhood, from their mothers. Mothers hear that, from their mothers. Some of it came from their fathers not being in the home. But then some of it came from their fathers being in the home. Y'all, we got to get it together.
Wow. Oh, Lord. Now, Terry, tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Tori?
Yes, Tori.
You're talking to me. I'm okay. This is Tori Lynn, and I am daughter of Jerry Lynn. And my story is about, is in my book. I'm a speaker, a motivational speaker, and an author of The Divorce. And my book is an autobiography, and it talks about the divorce I went through. I really just kind of laid it out there, and I laid it out for women who if you've gone through postpartum depression, I'm with you. I tell what was going on in my head. If you were suicidal, I am with you. I tell you what was going on in my head. I actually put out some YouTube videos because sometimes, you know, I know everyone doesn't have a chance to sit down and read a book, so that's why I put some YouTube videos out, so you kind of get an inkling about what the book is about. But if you cried at night because you were wanting your husband to come back at home, but you were kind of crying secretly because the whole thing was such a mess that you were embarrassed that you wanted your husband back, I'm with you. So I just talked about the whole divorce thing. I lost both of my houses. I lost my credit score, my business, my savings account, everything. And just like you said, my self-esteem even went, and my faith in God. So it's just like I'm letting the reader know, woman or man, how I, you know, what was going on in my mind, what was going on in my head, so that if someone else is going through that, they can know that they are not alone, but they too can overcome this because joy will come in the morning. It's just at that time, it doesn't feel good. And if you feel like you're the only one in it, sometimes people, that's what takes people out, is because they feel like no one else understands. Oh, also there's a weekend I went to Oklahoma City. And a lady named by the name of Paula McDade, she brought me in to speak. And this is what's funny, Renee. My mom, God had switched the whole message. I had my tablet and I had the notes, and I was just so excited about taking notes and stuff like that because normally I just kind of go off the head. And so I just really researched and I did my little notes and stuff like that. And my theme and title was Let It Go. And by the time I got in, I had a 30-minute window. It went over 45 minutes, well, not over the time, but I went over, you know, and I ended up speaking 45, 50 minutes. Everybody was up, you know, excited. They had this energy. It was just unbelievable. And the theme that changed to We Are One, because it's now women, we have to empower each other. We have to embrace each other. The negativity, we got to stop all that. I saw that, I'm not going to call the name out, but I saw a video that's really, 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 really popular right now. That was you got a little glimpse on the VMAs. But we have to be beautiful just being with our clothes on and not having to do lap dances. We just have to embrace each other, let each other know that we love each other and that we're not fighting against each other and that we're not competing against each other, that we are one. We're one. And just, Renee, that thing just took off. it just took off, and I have to get that on YouTube too. But I'm just amazed at what God is doing. I have shirts coming. It's just amazing. I'm just super duper excited to be a part of something that's beyond me.
Oh, Lord, I'm excited, too. I like your energy. Me and you will get along real well. But let me let you be honest, because it took, you know, I always use myself as an example. It took me a while to get my self-esteem back after, you know, a relationship, okay? But to save people from what I'm through and, you know, from what you have also in your material. You know, Mom, you can chime me on this also, because we do, as women, And I hate to say it, it's a lot of Afro-American women. We tend to have the words you said, Mom, Miss Jerry, is attitude. I don't know. We get these attitudes, like you said, from many different, you know, upbringings, our environment, of course, the experience we've been through. But I know we got to get your book. We got to get that, number one.
Oh, yeah. But no, oh, yeah, because I lay it out.
Just kind of give us a little bit of
out.
Information.
Okay.
Yes, but give us just one, I mean, one thing that we can do off this phone call while we logging in to buy your book that we need to do to get ourselves from having that attitude. Because, of course, men see this attitude. Our children see the attitude. All the people we trying to do business with. It's not just, you know, we doing it against the man. But, you know, everybody in our circle is seeing that negativity. So kind of help us a little bit. But we don't get the, you know, they don't get the book now.
Yeah, but here's the thing that I really want to, you know, point out. A lot of times, again, we see people and we judge people based on what we think we know about them, how they're coming across to us. But sometimes if we could just see into that person or just sit down and talk with that person, I'm telling you, some of the pain, you know what, they say black women are strong. If only people knew some of the things that we have overcome. I mean, okay, for instance, I'll talk about myself right now. I had my first child when I was 13. By the time I was 16, I had been a wife, mother, divorced, and living back in my parents' house as their 16-year-old daughter. They're a teenager. Now, I had been a wife, I had been a mother, and now I'm going to be back as a teen. They didn't care about all that. I was their teenage child. So my thing is, it's a lot of things that we've gone through. We've overcome. I talk to high school students. I tell them how important it is to stay in school. You know, I went through most of my life ashamed because I didn't read or spell very well because I quit school in seventh grade. So I wanted to make sure that didn't happen. No, I didn't want my children to feel that. Now, out of my four children, all four of them have graduated college. Now, I'm proud. Not only am I proud of that, that says a lot because remember where I started out. Don't let where you start. That's not your destiny, though. You know, I didn't want to be another talked about woman that had quit school, had did all that. Now, I started talking to women and I started telling them about some things. One, for instance, I'm going to tell you this one girl's story. She was drinking a lot. At 10 years old, this girl was getting drunk. At 10. First of all, come on, there is a problem. There is something that's wrong. But, you know, people kind of, her parents kind of ignored it, kind of made excuses for it and all that. Well, anyway, down the road it came out. She was shop all the time. She would always, every dime she got, she went out and shopped and bought something and spent. And it was never enough. And the more she had, the more she had to have. Well, come to find out, though, one day she decided to get real with us. In one of our woman talk meetings, we said, let's take off the mask, let's put everything behind, and come to find out, this girl had been being molested from way when she was a child. And see, so it wasn't that she was a bad girl. She didn't know which direction to channel that anger. So that was her way of shopping and you know, so a lot of times there are things that we're dealing with. Now, me personally, I've been married and divorced three times. One time one of my husbands said to me, I want to make you happy, but I don't know how. It took years, and this is for somebody that's going to set somebody free. It took years for me to realize that he would have never been able to make me happy because what I needed, he couldn't give me. Not even being married, not even having my children to give. It was something missing. There was a void in my life. And it took years to realize that it was Jesus Christ. All that time, God said, I've always been here. I just wanted you to come to me. So that's, and you know, he showed me I'm a dark-skinned black woman, and I used to deal with that. And now, oh, my goodness, child, I think I'm all in a bag of chips.
You are. Wow. I mean, that's very powerful what you're saying because, you know, as me growing up as well, you, especially where you lived, all that was a connotation, mm-hmm. and of course, the skin, the color, and I was a pretty mm-hmm. tall young lady, and then my parents couldn't afford mm-hmm. certain shoes, you know, pants, so I wore what they call them.
Yep.
I can't think what they call, used to call
plug.
Them, but my pants would be too short. Plug,
yep,
yeah.
Plug.
But, you know,
uh-huh.
there's so much we had to go through, and then we had to turn around and do our lessons. So, you know, the kids nowadays, with the bullying on a whole nother level, you've got to have the right foundation at home and what you're saying. And mm-hmm. we commend you for going through all the things that you've been through. But you're right. We have to value ourselves.
That's
and
right.
we have to not point a finger at somebody else because, you know, they say in church all the time, we don't know what their story. And it's
That's
not
right.
our position to judge somebody their story anyway.
Right.
But you know, and I talk about God all the time. No matter what platform I'm on, he puts it in there.
That's
you
right.
Know what I'm
that's
saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what we need to do is what you said so wonderfully is we need to acknowledge him and have him in our life and everything
that's
else
right.
will work out. So that was mm-hmm. awesome what you said. But Torin, come on in here because it is, even in the church, and I'm going to bring it up, it's a divorce rate is pretty high, even in the church.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that's part of the word that we say. But kind of giving you like your mom did, let's take it a little further and setting people free that's listening because you, I know in your book, it lays it out. It puts us where we're supposed to be if we've been through a divorce or a bad relationship. But kind of give us a couple of nuggets there that we can just, I mean, we may have people shouting right now, but don't be driving, you know, pull over and shout. Because they know you, I can tell in your voice you have a word to tell them.
Oh, well, it's just that as far as being in, as far as going through a divorce, it's just something that, as far as being a Christian, it's just hard. I mean, it's hard now because people are making it hard to trust Christians right now. So people right now don't know who to trust, who to turn to, who to talk to. And it's an unfortunate thing because when you're going through the divorce, when you're going through something like that, especially when that was something that you were not planning to do or planning to go through or something, it's just really, really a lot. Or being a Christian and being judged and condemned and, you know, hearing words from, you know, the pastor's wife or people calling you crazy to your face, you know, it's just a lot. And it's just so unfair that we as Christians could make people feel ashamed. My mom told me a long time ago, she said, Tori, because I was afraid to go to church one day. And I was just like, oh, you know, people going to laugh at me. It's like, she said, Tori, who is anybody else? Who is anybody else that did not go through something, don't have something that or have a test or a testimony or something? You know, who is anybody else that can talk about you? And it's just like, you know what, you're right. You know, you're right. And it's just a thing that in the book I talk about, and that's what really I think kind of freed me too, is along with God allowing me to be transparent and having a mother that's very transparent, because my mom in her Woman Talk sessions, she's very transparent. She's very, you know, of course, she's a godly woman, but at the same time, she's also real. And she said, hey, look, we just have to talk about this. This stuff is real. And we're losing our husbands to this or that. Or, you know, if she's getting on the subject of sex, she try to keep it within, you know, let me say taboo issues. She do talk about taboo issues. So now that I'm coming up, I talk about taboo issues, and I'm talking about things, and I just get real. So in the book, I just laid it out. I laid it out. And majority of people that get the book, they read it within 24 hours because I just pretty much say, hey, look, this is what was going on. This is how I was feeling. This is what I realized where I went wrong, you know, because sometimes we can put the blame on other people. But let me see what I did so that I won't make that same mistake. As a Christian, you know, we just have to make sure that we be real and not say, you know, well why is God having me going through this? Or some things God do allow us to go through, because he allowed Joseph to go through it. He allowed Job to go through it. So who am I? You know, who my little bitty person? Who am I? So I just think that in the book, I just really pretty much laid it out and let people know what it's like to be going, or let a man know what it's like, what we be feeling and when we're going through a divorce, when we really, really want you back home and we're just kind of afraid to say it, or we really want you to read between the lines, or if you're a mother, mom, I need you to really be here and encourage me or tell me something or hug me or something. I need you. I need friends. Needing mentors, needing just period. We have to be one because we cannot go through these things alone. We cannot go through this alone. It's just we're one, and we have to treat each other as one. Because if you were going through this situation, how would you want me to be to you? If I were going through this situation, and I knew, say, for instance, your daughter, I don't know if you have a daughter or not, but if your daughter said, hey, I need to, my daughter won't talk to me. Could you talk to her? What would you want them to say? We want to be real with people. We want people to know that we're here, and we've been through this, and we've done that. And we need more real people. We need more people to be Christians and walk the talk.
That's it. Because, you know, and I always refer to this, and I love my parents, but their generation, like a Las Vegas, whatever happened in the house stayed at the house,
right.
The little saying of Las Vegas. But we need to get away from that. You guys,
we definitely do because that's what's keeping us in bondage.
Yeah, that's right.
We definitely do
that's
the very thing that's keeping us in bondage. We're keeping it to ourselves. We don't want to talk about it. We don't want to tell anybody. We don't want to go to therapy. We're portraying this perfect life when we're falling apart, we're breaking. And sometimes it's something that your sister have gone through that if you only let her know, I know what you're going through because I've been through it. I've been there. But see, we don't want to do that because we don't want nobody to think that because we're supposed to be perfect. And we got to stop it. We're losing our sisters.
Right.
We can't keep doing that.
Yes, we're losing our sisters and our brothers. We pray for that. Yeah, the bondage. You're right. When Lord have mercy, we're going to take a quick little break. And you guys, people are texting me and inboxing me. We want to know a little bit more about the production that's going into the theaters from Jerry. And we've got to, Tori, what's in my spirit is someone is listening that's going through a divorce right now. They want you to talk to their soul. They want you to say, okay, I have made the decision to do the divorce. And now all the, excuse me for saying this, all the mess is starting. You know what I'm trying to say out. And
I
need some encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, well, that was what I was going back to say, but I said, Lord, I may get in trouble for saying
that. I'll say it. I'm at the box because it's real. It's real.
Yeah, that's right. You're absolutely right. And we're going to take a quick little break and let our sponsors tell us about their products, and we'll be right back. Hold on, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday.
Okay, ladies, it's time to get this makeup thing right once and for all. So let's bring the professional to you. Call Atlanta's number one mobile makeup artist, Melinda Cannon Jones. Melinda will hook you up with your best look ever. Weddings, galas, special events, or just a night out on the town. Count on quality products, on-time service, and a look that will light up the room. Melinda Cannon Jones, your new mobile makeup artist. Call 470-564-9999. That's 470-564-9999. Follow E. Cannon Jones on Instagram and Facebook.
Hello, and welcome to Class Act Actor Studios, where stars are born, but God comes first. We coach students from ages 4 to 18 and prepare them to audition for agents. Our students learn the skills to go for roles on Nickelodeon, Disney Channel, and others. Our staff of instructors include certified teachers and Screen Actors Guild members. I'd like to invite you to join us at Class Act Actor Studios, where we can help you become the next leading actor.
Oh, guys, we're back. Time go by so quick, but we got to stay on top because we're going to keep rolling here. We have two awesome women, young women that's here that's telling us, when we go through a difficult situation, when we go through divorce, what we need to do, okay? And this doesn't stop here. You got to, and they will at the end give their contact information so you can get their services, their products, their merchandise. And of course, we're waiting on this production to come up. But Ms. Jerry and Ms. Tori Lynn, Jerry, please tell us about the production that's coming up and that's in the works.
But what we're doing now, like I said, it's based on my book. Anyone that gets my book, The Black Woman's Attitude and the Men Who Want to Love Us, the book actually, and these are based on two stories. This is not fiction or whatever. We don't have time for that. It's too much going on in the world. We ain't got to be trying to make up nothing. It's material right there just in everyday life. So what it is these women have given me permission, as well with myself, to tell their stories. And so I decided that I was going to also bring it in a play form, because sometimes some people, you know, they can read it and understand it, but some people got to see it. You got to see this in action. So the book actually goes deeper, but the play is awesome. I mean, it's not going to be one of them silly type of plays and all that. And remember, everything that goes on is true. Now, what we're doing right now is we're still in it's already been written and copyrighted and all that, but we're in the planning of, I'm still getting sponsors. I'm still, talking to investors and things like that. So I'll be sure enough letting you guys know as soon as I get the okay to really, start touring it.
Ooh, I'm ready. Now, you make sure good deeds involved in that. Now, you got to come to Atlanta now. Atlanta, Birmingham, all the places I got, a lot of people. So make sure you keep good deeds in that, involved in that, because I don't fly to go to that, though. I want to see that, because we need to know that information.
For real, it really is. It's for men and women.
Miss Jerry, please.
For men and women.
Uh-huh. That's right. But Jerry, please tell us how we can get your material and how we can support you on the social media network.
Okay, my book is, you can get my book from my website, and it's up under www.jerrylynnspeaks, and that's JerryLynnSpeaks.com. JerryLynnSpeaks.com. That's my website also, JerryLynnSpeaks.com. And I'll be updated. Putting
that's all right. She put it all in one place. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's good to put everything in one place so people know where you're located. Now, Miss Tori, just come
yes,
and
ma'am.
Say what God puts on your heart, because someone has inboxed me and said that was true. So this is a divine appointment that you need to speak to her heart, and we will connect you with her as well.
Good.
Okay. Okay, what did you want me to do? You want me to connect with this person?
Just say any last-minute words to this. It's people listening that's actually going through the divorce right now, and like you said, hell is breaking loose right now.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so, yeah, all hell is breaking loose, and if this person that's inboxed you is going through a divorce, you have to know God. And I know that right now it's so hard to see where he is. It's almost kind of like you're just kind of jumping and waving your hands like, hey, I'm down here. Can't you see me? I'm drowning. But you make sure that you get two mentors, get somebody. You cannot go through a divorce alone. You cannot do that. And don't let the enemy think that, convince you that you can isolate yourself. Because it's always someone that has gone through something and they made it out. So make sure you find somebody that you can trust, that you can bleed on, because you cannot go through that alone. Do not isolate yourself. Do not isolate yourself. If you want to get my book is on www.authortorilynn.com, and it is also on Kindle, author, AUTHORTORILYNN.com. But you cannot go through that alone. And definitely inbox me.
Oh, great. Now give us your contact information one more time, please.
www.authortorilynn. I'm going to put it on your page, too. www.authortorilynn.com. AUTHORTORILYNN.com.
Okay. And Ms. Jerry, give your contact information one more time.
Okay, and I will. And also, if anyone out there would like for me and Tori to come, even as a mother-daughter duo, to come to your church, to come to your organization, to come and speak, I'm telling you, we just had this little brief moment. Oh, you haven't seen nothing. God will.
Right.
I have never seen it where God didn't show up and show out. So, Joe, keep that in mind, too. If you need us to come and speak at your organization, your function, your seminar, your conference, contact. Again, I'm at JerryLynnSpeaks.com. That's my website, JerryLynnSpeaks.com, JerryLynnSpeaks.com.
Wow. Now, you know, we've seen the duo here, Jerry and Tori. I mean, they're awesome women. They really are awesome women. They have an awesome testimony, and they're willing to share, and they're willing to share with transparency. And like we said, a lot of times people are in bondage because we're keeping stuff to ourselves. So we thank you for taking time out your busy schedule to hang out here with us at Good Deeds.
Amen.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. Now, this is a beginning of a relationship with us, because I actually know a couple of other conferences I need to connect them with and teleconferences. So this is going to be an awesome relationship, and we thank God for that. And you guys, you know how to get in contact with us here at Good Deeds. You know, it's gooddeedslive.com, and you know I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I'm all over the social media. I mean, we on Pinterest, we on LinkedIn, we on everything. And you know, if you need us for anything, please contact us. I mean, we have advertising sponsorship packages available. I mean, they're very reasonable. The most important thing, what we want to do here, is get your message out to the world. And again, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.